Mashal Machmas for his friends. This year should be a special schus, the Rafuas, Itamar Yosef, Ben Ravit Esther, Shoshachla Yisrael, based on the Torah of Rosh Hashiva Shlita. There are numerous klanigim in the Mikdash, but there's one kli that relates the most to a Simchas Beis HaShoev, and that's the Chi Chalil. The Chalil that relates most to the Simchas Beis HaShoev, the flute. We have in the Mishnah Chalil, sometimes Chamisha, sometimes Shisha, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 6 days. Zeh Chalil Shel Simchas Beis HaShoev. And we need a reason why Dafka Chalil. Simchas Beis HaShoev relates to the drawing of the water for Avodas Nischamayim. Chazal said that this Avodah is a pius, it's an appeasement for the Bechiyas HaMayim B'yom HaShem Yishal HaBriya. Yirakiya B'Seich HaMayim B'yim Avdu B'yim Mayim L'Mayim. This Baruch was separated from the upper waters and the lower waters. The lower waters cried. We also want to be in front of the king. Why are we far away? And the pius is that the Mayim HaTachtonim go on the Mizbeach B'chag B'Nisach HaMayim. So B'Shas HaShe'iva, there was a great simcha that the lower waters are able to get close to Hashem again. The end of the pius, of this appeasement that's given to the Mayim HaTachtonim, is in the difference between the Mayim HaTachtonim and the Mayim L'Yonim. The Olyonim are close to the king because that's how they were created. The Mayim HaTachtonim represents the Ishtokukos, the desire, that Simon, the thirst to get close and to close the gap on this distance. And that's the preference of the Mayim HaTachtonim. And this striving is the content of the Bechiya, that the lower waters cry and say, we also want to be close to the king. The special mile of Nisach HaMayim HaGav Mizbeach, because now it's done derech mitzvah of Avodah B'Beis HaMikdash, that the lower waters come close to Hashem. Similarly, we have a person, man, who is created with Tachtonim. He has Bechiri, he has Nisyonis. He's put in a place of Halomas, of Astaris, of darkness, of hiding. But he's Marviach, the Ribui Kvot Shemayim that comes out of his Avodah, like the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal speaks about in the Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkos, beautiful Maimer. It's the great Kavod Shemayim when there's Avodah, even though there's so many Halomas, there's so many Hastaris. And so is Mischalek Perk Kuf Mem Ches of Tehillim, the two Chalokim, to two parts. Halu as Hashem and Hashemayim, Halu Bam Roimim, Halu Kom Alochav, Yalu Hashem Hashem Kiyu Tzivav and Avro. That's the first half, praising Hashem and Hashemayim, the exalted place, the angels, etc. And then comes the second half, Halu as Hashem in Haoretz. We praise Hashem also from the earth. So on one hand you have the Koach in Shemayim. There it says, Ki utziva minvro. He commanded and it was created. And then when you talk about man on earth, Halu Hashem Hashem in Haoretz, we say, Halu Hashem Hashem ki nizkav shemo levado. And the Targum of levado, ki nizkav shemo levado, is Yishapchun yashemad Hashem arum takiv shmei belchodoy. It's very, very strong. It's very, very strong. Why? Because they're kochos haminagdim. They're opposing powers. And when we overcome that, then we say, Nisgav Shemoy Levada. Then Hashem's name is strong alone. Because it stands alone. It's motzi all other kochos. So we have these two inyanim. We have Shem and Shemayim being praised, where there's no isnagdus, and then in the arts there is isnagdus, and a greater kavod Shemayim comes out, where there's opposition. Such a mitzius is made possible because we need bechira, and that's the bria of cholal ha'olam, the empty space of the world that allows for us to have bechira. We can have free choice. The kavod of Hashem is melo kol ha'aretz. That's the tachlis of everything. But in order to allow for mitzius of avoda, there has to be a hester, there has to be halama, there has to be a hiding. Without a hiding, there are no nisyonos. There has to be created what looks like a chola, looks like an empty space. Reikaniyut, this emptiness without kavod shemayim. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'etzem emalei hakol. Nizgav Hashem levadoi bayoy mahu. Yeshaya 2:11. God's name is going to be alone on that day. But beforehand, it looks like the world is empty of Hashem. Chas v'shalom. And a person has to fill this emptiness. The earth should be filled with the glory of God. That's the avoda that's done with man, by man. And there's a kli that expresses this preference for avodah on the earth that looks empty of God, and we fill it up. And that's the Noam Misikus HaChalil. That's this this Chalil, this instrument, this flute. Chalil is Lashon Chalal. Chalal is this empty space. And then there's the Yud that goes into the empty space. The Yud is the smallest letter. It's a Shoresh for the future. That's the roots of the future is in Yud. Yelech Yaseh. So here we have the Chalal. We have the Rekaniyut of the Bria. And then we also have to fill up this Rekaniyut. In the future, it's going to be filled up. We have the Emuna, that in the future we're going to see that it's all God. But in the meantime, it looks like emptiness. So that's the Chalal with the Yud. This emptiness which has a future. The Gemara, they have another name for the Chalil, Abuv. Abuv, you feel this, you hear a sound of emptiness. Navov tas luchos tas. Talking about the Mizbeach, Shemos 27:8, which is making it empty, making it hollow. That's the Makom HaAvod of the Mizbeach. And this hollowness we fill up with Adama and Atachtonim, and that's a Siman HaAvodas HaAdam. We fill up this Chalal, this empty space of Kriyas HaAdam, was min ha'ofer shebim mokoim ha'mizbeach. It was from the dust in the place of the Mizbeach, because he is the one that's memale this cholo with kovet shemayim. Briyas HaAdam was with offer that was from the place of the Mizbeach, like Rashi tells us in Beis Zion. Because man is the one who fills up this emptiness with kovet shemayim. And the Gemara tells us, Shabbos Kuftalit, that the Luchos were read from both sides. And the Gemara says a Siman for both sides. On one side it said Navov, and on the other side it says Buban. Tosfos says, why do we use this as a dogma for something that's read on two sides? This word isn't in the Luchos Bechlal. The question is a question. So, one answer given is that Nabov is empty. Buban is Bo Ben. In other words, Bo Ben is Havana. In it is Havana. Bo, in other words, in this emptiness, there's a Milui of Havana. It's like we have the Milui of the Mizbeach was with the Ofer. Ofer of the Mizbeach, Ofer of Aveda. From the Tachtainim. We take Ofer from the Tachtainim, and we fill up the chol of the Mizbeach. That's the Makom Avoda. Our Avoda is to fill up the emptiness of the world and know that there's godliness there. That's the Siman Avoda Sa'adam. And that's where Bria Sa'adam is from the offer of Shema Makom HaMizbeach. The offer from that place of the Mizbeach, that's man's Avoda. To fill up the offer. To fill up the Mizbeach with offer. And that's the Navov. One side Navov, and the other side Muvan. Bo Ben. Bo Ben means in it there's Havana. In this emptiness there's Havana. And it's incumbent upon a person to bring to take the Navov and bring it to Lububan, to Bo Ben, to there be Havana and this emptiness and this hollowness. Mitzar Echad, Cholol, Navov. On one hand, it's empty, it's hollow. And the purpose of this emptiness is to fill it up through a man does that with his Secha, with his Hasaga. It shouldn't remain as it was, a Cholol, a Navov. And that's the great Simcha that's done from the Tzimon of the water. Shte Etzim Tchuna of water. Is tshuka. Samalucha nafshi be'eretz tziya v'ayev b'lim naim. That's the idea of water. Water is tshuka. The water has this tshuka to be close to God, and the soul has the tshuka for water. Water represents tshuka, desire, yearning, pining. That's the sherish ha-tshuka. It's the shtoikikus klapi maila. V'hamayim rotzim l'malei et kol ha-briya. The water wants to fill up the whole world. Kemo sh'aya lifnei ha-chaluka shal yom ha-sheni. That the mayim was mayim al makom echad, he ayabasha. The water wants this. The Zohar says that the water, every time the water goes, the waves go. It wants to just flood the whole world, and then it gets stopped. The water has a tshuka to fill the bria, like it was before it was separated. Uvemes kol chodesh tishrei is filled with bakashas of al tashlicheini milfonecha. Ruach kotshecha al tikach mimeni. When I'm close to you and I have his dapchus, that's ruach kotshecha. Don't cast me away from you. Don't take away my Holy Spirit. When I'm close to you, I have the Holy Spirit. When I'm far from you, I don't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is from the Maile, is Ruach Kodshecha. Ve'al tikach mimeni, v'davka b'simchas beis ha'shoyevo, she'shoyavim mayim. And that it says, she'sham shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. And simchas beis ha'shoyevo, we draw the water. Water represents tshuka, we're shoyav Ruach HaKodesh. Because the Ruach HaKodesh is the divine spirit that we have when we're close to Hashem. The sea of our shtoka, because it's al tashlicheni milfanecha. And so therefore we take this water, we take this Ruach HaKodesh, the water that cries, it wants to be close to Hashem. It wants to fill the earth. That's what the water, Mala Aretz Deyas Hashem, Kimayim Liyam Mechasim. The idea of knowing God is similar to water that fills the earth. And so too, the water has this chuka to fill the world, and the water has the chuka to be close to Hashem, to go on the Mizbeach. And so too, man is Shoev the water, which is the simon for Ishtoikakus. And we say, Al Tashlicheni Milfonecha. And from this simcha, one can come to greatest dafkus, and that's the simcha of Yismach Lev Mivakshe Hashem. Mivakshe Hashem B'daika, that we seek out Hashem, and that's the simcha. That's the ishtokukus, that there's a simcha of just desiring, of seeking, of searching, of crying out to Hashem, Voshana, of Al Tashlicheni, Milfanecha, Ruach Kotchecha, Al Tikach Mimeni, that's the water, and that's man. So that's the special kleinagina of the Chalil. This halal, that's what the base of Shoeva is. But we draw this water has a shtokakos to come close to Hashem. So to the Chalil is this emptiness, and our job is to fill up the emptiness of the earth. The earth looks like it's a halal, it looks like it's empty, but it's really not, and that's what man is supposed to do. Fill the earth with kavod shemayim. It's also called an abuv, also a lashon of rekanut, navov tase aluchos, this emptiness that man is supposed to fill. And just like the Mizbeach was Navov Taluchos Taseh, Shumakom Avoidim, we fill it up with Ofer Min HaAdoma Min HaTachtoinim, we fill it up with our Avodah here. And that Simon Avoidis Odom, Brias Odom was with the Ofer. And with that Ofer, which is from the Makom HaMizbeach, and that Ofer, man whose Ofer is supposed to bring Kavod Shemayim to the world, so we should have to be Zeuche, to bring the Kavod Shemayim to the world. And the Yamalei Kol HaOletz is Kavodoy, Amen, Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.